Hi, I'm Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History. More than 2,000 years ago, some Greek men gathered on a hill in Athens, raised their hands, and changed the world. Pushing aside monarchs, they created a new form of government called democracy that gave power to the people. Granted, this new form of self-government was limited to a very select few, but Athenian democracy was a bold idea that changed history. What is left unspoken when we tell the story of democracy's birth is that there were always doubters. The philosopher Plato was one. He believed that democracy wouldn't last. Tyranny naturally rises out of democracy, Plato wrote in The Republic. Plato thought it was just a matter of time before democracy yielded to a tyrant, a strongman. A few centuries later, the Roman Republic was born and power was given to the people until Julius Caesar, a strong man, came along. Today, we honor the idea of democracy. We also take it for granted. We pay it lip service, forgetting that there is nothing permanent about democracy. Right now, as the nation anxiously awaits the tally in a tight presidential race, American democracy remains under threat. So let's remember that democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires education and participation and tremendous safeguarding. Throughout history, powerful leaders have dismantled democracy. Mussolini and Hitler were two strong men who rose to power and destroyed democracy. I tell their stories in my new book, Strongman, where I also offer a short history of democracy, the idea that changed the world. Let's learn about democracy. Let's tell our children that democracy is not guaranteed. It needs care and feeding. We can't sit on the sidelines, or we might prove Plato right after all. Thank you.